Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 49 degrees at 7:30. The Trump administration has submitted its budget proposal to Congress, and Democrats are not happy. Fox's John Roberts has more from the White House.
The budget asks for $5 billion for the wall in the DHS budget, another $3.6 billion from the defense and military construction budget. While President Trump is increasing money for DHS and the military, he proposes to cut $2.7 trillion in spending over the next 10 years. $1.9 trillion of that will come from mandatory spending, reforms to Medicare and Medicaid, savings on prescription drugs. Discretionary spending will be cut by 5%. The White House says the budget will balance in 2034, 7 years later than President Trump first promised.
The budget proposes cuts of nearly $1.5 trillion from Medicaid.
One man is dead after an accident in Cowley County. It was yesterday afternoon in Burden. Officials responded to the report of a man trapped under a vehicle. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation determined the man had been working on a car, and the car fell on him, causing his death. The Cowley County Sheriff identified the victim as 26-year-old George Fletcher.
Supporters of expanding Medicaid in Kansas have tried to reassure Republican lawmakers with a poison pill that would end an expansion if the federal government backed off promises to cover most of the cost.
But Governor Laura Kelly's proposal this year dilutes the provision so that the state could continue expanding Medicaid health coverage with fewer federal dollars. It's a key difference from a bipartisan expansion plan approved by legislators in 2017 and vetoed by then-Governor Sam Brownback. Kelly has said her proposal is based on the 2017 legislation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It already has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. Now Arkansas may go a step further.
The state Senate has approved a bill banning most abortions 18 weeks into pregnancy. It goes back to the House after an amendment to add exemptions for rape and incest was approved. Governor Asa Hutchinson is expected to sign it. The state already prohibits most abortions 20 weeks into pregnancy. A co-sponsor of the measure says it pushes the envelope further for the protection of unborn children. The ACLU says it's preparing a lawsuit if the bill becomes law. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Investigators have identified a Los Angeles area girl found dead in a duffel bag along a suburban equestrian trail, and two people have been detained in connection with the case. The coroner's office determined the girl was 9-year-old Trinity Love Jones and ruled her death a homicide. According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, the department says has declined to say how Trinity was killed, and a department spokeswoman declined to identify the people who've been detained. They are considered persons of interest.
Lawmakers are considering a measure to get the U.S. on daylight saving time permanently.
Plenty of complaints about making the change from standard to daylight saving time like we did this past weekend.
You never get your time to, you know, catch up because the time just gets away from you.
Horrible thing. Just completely horrible.
But some people love that extra hour of sunshine.
I like being outside, and it makes me happier.
President Trump weighing in with a tweet Monday saying, making daylight saving time permanent is okay with me. Senator Marco Rubio and Congressman Vern Buchanan, both of the GOP, have both introduced measures that would do just that. And more than two dozen states are considering laws to avoid the twice-yearly clock change. Hawaii and Arizona are permanently on standard time. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A strong storm system to the southwest is going to bring blizzard conditions to Colorado, but bring us rain and a few thunderstorms and gusty winds through Wednesday. Today's high 56 with occasional rain. Showers or a thunderstorm tonight down to 54. And tomorrow a high wind watch in effect. Wind gust up to 60 miles per hour with a high 65. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 49 degrees, a southeast wind at 13 miles per hour. 7:34 with Steve and Ted, partly cloudy day with mild temperatures across south-central Kansas. Monday, high temperature was 58 degrees.
Sure nice.
Normal high 56, and We're looking at a high tomorrow in the mid to upper 60s. Of course, and again, the forecast contains a lot of wind tomorrow.
Big time wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's March.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
There you go. On this date in 1912, the Girl Scouts of the USA had its beginnings as Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, founded the first American troop of the Girl Guides. There were about 18 girls present at the time, and they went on from that creation there in Savannah to be a worldwide movement. The Girl Scouts having a birthday today, and Ted, I just ordered. I got a couple of boxes of Girl Scout cookies just 2 days ago, and I have given most of them to my grandchildren to devour. But always try to do my part. This helps with their programs and to finance if they're going to have a camp or anything in the summer. This helps the girls out. So Girl Scout Day all across the United States. Also, spring break underway this week. If you hadn't noticed, those of you who don't have youngsters in school probably didn't notice that much. But again, this is a time when if you do have grandkids out of school, you might be called upon to go and watch them for a while or do some activities with them if you got the time. It's a great time to do that. Some people are going. I've got people I know who are going clear to Texas to celebrate spring break. But, you know, when we were kids, they didn't have such a thing as a week long to lollygag and do whatever you wanted. I think we got like maybe a day around Easter or something, or maybe Good Friday, and that was right back in harness. I could be remembering this incorrectly.
No, that's what I remember from my childhood as well.
I don't remember just
spring break was for college.
College kids.
Colleges
yeah.
got a week off in the spring, but the high schools and grade schools didn't. And that's all changed.
Many times those college kids would go somewhere and misbehave for a while. I guess. I didn't do that, but some people did. All right, we've got, I don't know if you have problems with snoring at your house. The only time I'm ever really having a problem with snoring is if I fall asleep at a crowded movie theater.
That has happened. That
happened to me. I don't know what the movie was. I think it was Meet Joe Black.
I believe that was one of them.
Which, you're lucky if you can snore when Joe Black is, you're lucky to be alive. That is probably, in my opinion, the worst movie ever made. Who was in that thing?
Well, Brad Pitt was.
It was one of them, and there were a couple of pretty good stars in it.
Yeah, there was some older actor that was in it, too. Was it Anthony Hopkins?
I think it was Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
And this thing just...
And you just... You told me that you could not I have not seen it.
Oh.
Based on your thumbs down recommendation, I have not ever seen that movie.
If you really need to take a nap and you can't quite get your eyes, you just rack it up. I will guarantee you, I will give you $50 if you're still awake after 5 minutes. It is terrible. Meet Joe Black. So we're in a crowded theater because it was a popular film when it came out. Shelly and I went to see it and are sitting like in the fourth or fifth row And all of a sudden, she's beating me upside the head because I'm snoring right there in the theater. And I did not apologize. There were people around me laughing. But I think I think there's one where finally after about 15 minutes, I said, let's go, and got up and walk out. I don't walk out of movies, but I did on that one. That is just a stinker. And you've never seen it, huh?
No.
Oh.
I haven't bothered.
It's an experience. All right. They're talking about snoring. Authorities in Florida say a woman shot her boyfriend during an argument about his loud snoring. When Brevard County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the couple's home last week, they were told the shooting was accidental, but they investigated a little further. They found the shooting happened during an argument between 47-year-old Lori Morin and her boyfriend. As the argument escalated, deputies say Morin got a shotgun and fired at her boyfriend. Deputies say the two were fighting about his snoring. The man was taken to a hospital where he was listed in stable condition. Morin faces attempted murder and aggravated battery charges. So I don't know if I could, if my other person, my significant other, had a loud snoring problem, I think I'd just go in the other room. I wouldn't load up the old family 410 and go after him or her. But these are the kinds of things that happen in Florida that we like to talk about with Steve and Ted, right? Gentle reminder, tax filing deadline just over a month away.
Yeah, we're about a month out.
We've got, what's today, the 12th? Less than 10 days till the official start of spring, and you're going to start noticing that, as we talked about earlier, the wind is going to start picking up. Starting tomorrow, it's going to be windy out there. And as a runner, that's the kind of I don't like it, but there it is. If you're going to go, you might have to go southbound, and you might go right into the teeth of that wind.
Yeah, you got to figure out a route.
So
you don't have to run into the south.
Or you just get tougher, you know what I mean, Ted?
Or that.
Tougher
yes.
person. Get your conditioning going. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, quick note today that from our friends at Senior Services of Wichita, they've got a senior employment program going on, a 2019 job fair, today from 9 a.m. to 11 at the Downtown Senior Center. This is 200 South Walnut. It's right to the west, a couple of blocks to the west of where the stadium used to be,
mm-hmm.
right there off Seneca.
Yep.
It's easy to find. And what we're looking for is people above the over the age of 50. If you're looking for a paying position, volunteer opportunities, networking, maybe some computer training.
Maybe, yep.
Some valuable things available there. Again, that's from 9 to 11 today at the Downtown Senior Center, 200 South Walnut. And I'd just like to say once again that just a reminder that Friday is the 44th Annual Original Blarney Breakfast. And I'm going to be there. Ted.
Yeah, we're 3 days out from that.
Bringing Ted some updates during the Steve and Ted show at Old Chicago.
Yeah, you bring me updates, but you never bring me food.
I know. Well, you know, I don't eat when I'm there usually. And I should because they got great food and a lot of activities going on. It's just a party to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, starting a little early. But it's all for a good cause, Rainbows United. Purchase tickets in advance at Old Chicago over on the east side or rainbowsunited.org. Or you probably get them at the door Friday morning. Again, it's Friday morning from 6 to 9:30 a.m. And I'm looking forward to it every year. See a lot of people we know and have a good time. And there's a lot of Irish music, and people are all trying to be Irish. And great,
yeah, that'll just vault us right into the St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Which is, what is it, Sunday, I think, St. Patrick's Day officially. 44th Annual Original Blarney Breakfast coming up Friday. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
7:40, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Tragic plane crash involves a Boeing jetliner. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.